The real DC love, honey child, you look really depressed, love. You're getting a bit of Christmas blues.
Oh, you know I am, love. You know I am.
Well, why is that?
No, no, because I was whammed.
Oh, you're playing that Whamageddon thing again. That you can't listen to Last Christmas by Wham.
Exactly. But no. What had to happen? Crystal Cyclops, right, had to have it blowing around town as it's like an all over the neighborhood compete with everyone's Christmas presents.
Well, honey, that's a consideration. Put it this way. Everyone else has been overwhelmed, whammed out, or whatever, honey, Jones. That's what he was doing.
But the question I'm supposed to have you listened to Last Christmas by Wham?
Honey, I don't listen to that sort of thing.
Well, then you're still in the game.
And I ain't playing again.
Well, I will hope you get whammed.
Merry Christmas to you too, child. Oh, Wilma Timber, you're with Robin Warren, which is a weird combination of...
I have indeed. And I've got something exciting to tell you, Nanny Prescott.
You haven't discovered that advent calendars aren't counting down to the Boxing Day sales, but actually they're counting down to the when we celebrate the birth of our Lord.
Is that what that's all about?
Oh, Bree Darcy, we know you're a super holiday, but you ain't that bad of it, are you?
What is that quip supposed to mean?
I mean, you did last week discover that Parliament had an all-going channel which you thought was a soap.
It's still to die for. I'm telling you, Nanny Prescott, you gotta watch it.
I really prefer if you were just a soap junkie. I don't want your view on politics, love. It's probably going to be very, very off the ball.
Well, this one thing I did discover while watching that is that Robin Warren here has been selected to speak at the People's Cathedral.
The People's Cathedral? What is the People's Cathedral? Is it like the People's Court?
If Judge Jack is there, I do not want to speak to her, because she wasn't taking me seriously when I was on that court. So.
Honey, that was years ago, child. Real DC didn't get a laugh.
Well, Nanny Prescott, it's like the Canterbury Cathedral, but like hipper.
Well, honey, that isn't hard if the one person residing in the Canterbury Cathedral is Justin Welby. He does exactly scream being hip. Every time he does, he just ends up becoming more like Amy Powell from Mean Girls.
Well, anyway, the People's Cathedral is like new, and it's got all the political connections, and it's where everyone's going to be listening to the Christmas speech, and Robin gets to do it.
Do you really? Robin, how about you talk if you're making a speech, love? Be good to talk instead of you having your mouthpiece.
Well, yeah, they've decided to pick me for some reason to give the Christmas address on Christmas Day.
Well, that's fantastic, love. Go gospel or go home. That's what I say in those. Go for the jugular. Go in for the kill like you're the go, go, go. But don't let it go, go, go. If you let it go, 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 it's gone, gone, gone.
Nanny Prescott, I think we get the idea what you want in the speech.
Well, yeah, it's really weird they've picked me. I mean, I've only done really one sermon at all at church and all. That was a mission and a half with everyone trying to self-edit the sermon. But yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be a really good sermon. I'm going to meet with Prime Minister now.
You're meeting with the Prime Minister?
Yes.
See, look at her access. Ah, the fact you'll get it in touch with the main actor of the soap is incredible.
Well, my Parliament's not a soap. The way they carry about it might as well be. But it's not a soap. It's real life, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, Malia Howard just wants to, you know, see what I'm going to be saying or that sort of thing.
Oh, good luck with Dad.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, honey, something tells us he's going to put some big old golden handcuffs on you.
Oh, that sounds marvellous. Gold is, it's to die for. It's really quite fashionable, you know.
The real DC, I don't mean literally, I mean metaphorically.
Even so, metaphorical golden handcuffs on to die for. What does that actually imagery mean?
Honey, it means you may have access to the top floor, to the penthouse, to the good times, but honey, you are restricted nonetheless. I'm going to tell you, whenever you're married to the government, honey child, the government will always make sure they divorce you sooner than they can, love, honey child. They'll use you and throw you out the window, honey child. I'm just saying, you be careful, because I don't think the customer's going to get an FC or any political person got a little grubby little hands on it.
But Nanny Prescott, you can't be always that negative. The fact they've invited me, they should know where I stand, my values, that sort of thing. And they should know that I want to be speaking about Jesus and the gospel and all. And I think it's a great opportunity that I can't pass by. I mean, think of the access that we have to millions of people to preach the gospel.
Well, honey, this is the point. I don't think you are going to have access to preach the gospel to millions of people, not unless you break code.
I think you're overreacting when it comes to stuff like this. I know you're quite cynical when it comes to politics.
I wonder why.
But if in order to win, we got to play the game, and I've been invited to play the game.
Well, honey, all the best to you, love, but don't say I didn't warn you if you find your hands are tied. Because trust me, whenever you get money from the government, they want some extra. That's why you don't, if you're a child, if you're a Christian child, don't ever get a bar from the government. Don't ever get financing from the government. Otherwise, they will turn up into a secular nonsense thing in no time.
Well, thanks, Nanny Pussy, but I'll take my chances.
Honey, you better be praying about those chances, love.
Robin Warren, hello, come and have a seat.
Oh, Prime Minister Malaya Harris, nice to meet you. And who's this?
It's Sue! Used to be from St. Bartholomew's. Now, but proud, proud lady who works and worships at the People's Cathedral.
Oh, you Nanny Prescott's mentioned about you. You've moved churches. Wow, that's a surprise.
Well, yes, you see, we had a new bishop after so long since we used to have Carrie Barbalar, and then we had, well, Bishop Marspan was stepping in, that sort of thing. And the Archbishop of Bournemouth did his part too, but then we had a new bishop, and known, everyone knows, Church of England as Bishop Bloodshuck.
You had a vampire for a bishop.
Well, in a way, because he just literally sucks the life out of the church. That's what he does, you know. And I mean, he says all the nice right things, you know. He's very, you know, on par with the script of the Church of England and that sort of thing. Very liberal, that sort of thing. But when you don't have the backing of the government, and he speaks as you do, well, you drain the life of the community so far until there's no more church. And I didn't want to be part of a sinking ship. No, I'm something that was life possessed. And that's why I'm here at the People's Cathedral. And I can let people sing, "Oh, is bright and beautiful," as I lead the congregation in worship. Oh, it's such a joy. And since now the People's Cathedral is supported heavily by the government, well, it means we will last a decade into eternity, because people will come regardless because of political connections. That's what we want.
I don't know whether Nanny Prescott will be happy or not when she hears about that. Well, anyway, we were here to make sure to go over your sermon before it's broadcasted on Christmas Day. Okay, yeah, here's my draft, and see what you think.
Oh, let me have a gander.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, let's change that bit.
Yeah, let's change.
Yeah.
That's interesting, but yeah.
Yeah, we take, the first, the second, third,
Ah, fantastic. Well, we've just looked through it, and we've made some adjustments. Here you go. Well, that was real quick, and everything is crossed out. Yes, yes. We can't have that at a Christmas service. In fact, we should really say Winchmas service, should we not? But that's what we're celebrating.
Well, think of the people. There are many people offended by Christmas, and we're all going to join together.
I mean, I'm all for unity as such, but the Christmas message is about Christ, and no, we can't have that. Do you not believe that Christmas is about Christ? What I believe is immaterial. I am a politician and prime minister leading a country, and I have to unite it under something. And this sort of rhetoric that you're having with connected politics is very divisive, is it not?
I found it very divisive. Yeah, I agree. I found it very, very divisive.
But this is what I stand for. This is what I believe in. And this is the truth, and people need the truth. And you know where I stand, so why would you even have me here?
Well, you are a famous name. You were once in the punk rock scene. And, well, you want to play ball and play the game? You mean to play our game?
But I thought when we had this conversation, you said I was free to speak what I want. Within boundaries, Robin, within boundaries. And you have walked straight across those boundaries. The boundaries that are unconfined is to the Bible. Oh, Robin, we're the government. We go over that. The boundaries are what law requires, and also in the fact that what or what not could cause offence. Narrow-mindedness is not something that we are tolerating. So you're narrow-minded against narrow-mindedness.
Exactly.
Oh, so what exactly do you want me to say?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it seems that you're not really capable of providing such things. So I have got one pre-done for you. Here you are.
This has nothing to do with Christmas whatsoever. This has nothing to do with the real meaning of the season.
Listen, Robin. Do you want access or not? This is prime time. Okay, people will be finding you so respectable if you do something like this. But all you gotta do is play ball. Now, I can have you do it, or I can call Blessy Bessie, who will jump at the chance.
I'll do it.
Perfect! So then it's settled then. So on Christmas Day, everyone will be hearing you speak your speech.
But it's not my speech, it's yours.
Well, it's done by my, you know, the writers, you know, speech, right? That sort of thing. But that's the point of being a politician, Robin. You're always going to make it sound like it's you saying it. So if you achieve that, you could be, well, in a very sweet position in the future, let's say.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
Wow, indeed it is, Robin.
I look forward to hearing you. You've been listening to What's Going On in Grass Village. I'm the Critic Show, Thomas Taylor. Find out what's going to happen with the Christmas speech in the next episode, which will be released on Christmas Day. Bang on, 12 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. So until then, bye-bye for now.